Morning, Dr. Schneer, Dr. Eddie, and a 6-minute walk test on Malaysia Hankins, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 11-6-24, Mrs. Hankins performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 92% period. After walking 463 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 92% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Papineau, P-A-P-I-N-E-A-U. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-24, Mr. Papineau performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 8-6-24. There's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Noble, N-O-B-L-E, Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Keeper. On 11-6-24, Mr. Clary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators. Air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Compared to a prior study dated 8-12-24, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-24, Mr. Knight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, except for an improved forced vital capacity, which is probably effort-related. Compared to a prior study dated 7-11-24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joel Hall. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-6-24, Mr. Hall performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. With severe impairment in flow rates, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-18-24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without progression and without bronchial reactivity. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP. On 11-6-24, Mr. Fields performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-10-24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-6-24, Mrs. Holmes performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate to severe impairment in flow rates without change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 7-31-24, there's been no significant change, period. On the current study, the error velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25.75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma FNP. On 11-6-24, Mr. Calder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate to severe airways obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25 to 75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-16-24, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 11-6-24, Mrs. Hatch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-19-24, there's been improvement period to paragraph impression. Mild reversal airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing improvement period. Thank you.